to the Valley Outdoors, everyone. Glad to have you guys with us. You know, Don, it's always fun to have you wander around and you hear people listen to the show. It's amazing how many listen to the show. It's fantastic.
That's why we do it.
Oh, speaking of the show, glad to have you back with us again.
Yeah, thanks.
We were wondering if you're
everybody
not
notices.
Here.
I'm very glad to be here this week.
Ava's here. It's going to be good. Hey, and we have got a jam-packed show, guys. We are going to be talking, and if you've listened to the show before, we talked a lot about the Mille Lacs area issue, the regulations, and we've got Jason Barr. He's a member of the Mille Lacs area Fishing Advisory Council. He's going to be on here. We're going to talk a little about walleye baits. We got a lot going on. Stay tuned. More Valley Outdoors coming right up. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Good to see you, Don.
Yeah, it's good to be seen.
Ava?
I'm here, always.
Present and accounted for?
Yes. Ready for 4th of July weekend.
Festivities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of an exciting time frame. You the tough part is when you go to work today, it's like, okay, is it Wednesday really? Or, you know, you have to plan for the wrap up of the week and get whatever work done.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's just kind of a funky.
Well, and in radio, the work doesn't go away.
No.
So you just have to do the same amount of work in a short amount of time.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But I'm not going to argue. Temperatures have been fantastic. I know, Don, mm-hmm. you were talking about the weather when you up north. The water temperatures are definitely down. But you know what? All in all, a lot of rain. Yep, we know that. The river's just beyond crazy. It's supposed to peak at 16. And of course,
we're receding at this point, though.
Yeah, well, and we're getting more rain and much more rain in the forecast. So who knows? But one thing I missed, and I was very remiss in talking about it, I went to Port Washington last week, and we did a wounded veterans event, and it was just amazing. You had three buses worth of wounded vets coming from Milwaukee that come up for this event, and I bet there were, I don't know, man, there's probably 35, 40 boats.
Okay.
And, you know, everybody, and I'm talking.
Everybody volunteers.
Bigger boats. Yeah. I mean, you know, ours is, you know, a 34 footer. We could take more people. We had Terry Middlestadt. He was a wounded Vietnam vet, and he was wheelchair. And these guys, they had the rugby team, high school rugby team.
Oh, yeah.
They had four guys in the boat and then four guys on the dock. And they just lifted him, and he had to be 360, 370.
Oh, my.
They lifted him and the wheelchair right up over the gunwale, over the side, into the boat, and set him down just perfectly. I'm like, wow.
That's nice.
That was fantastic. And originally, the weather was supposed to be bad, so I actually canceled my vacation. And then I find out the day before, the weather did a complete 180, reinstated my day. Instead of taking 2 days, I took one, zoomed out there on Tuesday, and we headed out, and he got in the boat. Well, the funny part was he saw the boat coming around the corner. He wasn't sure who was driving what, and he saw us, and he got this huge smile on his face. He's like,
you guys, this is the most amazing thing I have ever seen. And he gets in the boat. He's like, I can't believe this. This is unbelievable. We get out there. We're trolling, but not even 10 minutes, and we get a steelhead on. And it gave him a tussle. And we got a lake trout. That was the second place. He got second place for lake trout. And that one was just tugging, you know. And talk about a smile on his face. It was such a rewarding thing. And I've done a number of these things, whether it was with the FLW in past years. We took a guy that was in Iraq and blown up in a Humvee, one of the IED. And this was just, it was cool. He's like, come here, man. I come over to him, he hugs me, you know, this big bear hug. And it was just a really cool event. And regardless of where, you know, that you're at and if it's an event related or not, if you have a chance to take out a vet, a wounded vet or otherwise, you know what, they've given a lot. And the old saying is some gave most and some gave all, or I forget the actual terminology, but many gave a lot and some gave all. So realistically, you know, what we can do for them is simply give back in some way, shape, or form. And the gratitude was nothing less than incredible. So pretty cool event. Got to thank the Port Washington Marina and Paul Fabian for really putting that on and organizing and pushing a lot of people to come out and do it. And it ended up, Terry ended up reeling in 5 fish.
Nice.
And the previous year he got 1. He did well with it, but this year he got 5, and he's like, I can't believe this. And it comes.
How much time were you on the water?
3 hours.
Okay.
And didn't get out until 9 or 8, yeah, almost 9 o'clock. So the head of the key bite was not even going. And, you know, we just took off and kind of headed away from the pack. And, you know, we got some lake trout and we pulled to the dock, or not even before the dock. He's like, let me see that cooler. So we tip the cooler up, and he just get this big old grin in his face. Then we get to the dock, and apparently he was one of the popular guys because, hey, Terry's back. How'd you do, Terry? He's like, yeah. He's coming in the marina. Everybody says, yeah, I got it. You know, he's yelling to everybody he can. And, of course, I'm driving. I can't tell what's going on back to back. But he pulls into the dock, and everybody was cheering him on. And we flipped the cooler to the tip, and everybody's like, oh, no way. And they're taking pictures. And so, yeah, it was a good event. It was an amazing event. And being able to give back was a pretty cool deal.
That'd be rewarding.
And it definitely was. So kudos to those guys. And, of course, any of the vets and wounded vets, we appreciate and thank you for your service. It's always a big deal. So tell you what, we've got coming up as I've been kind of a champion of this, and Don kind of gives me grief a little bit, but the Mille Lacs and the limits that have been imposed in a lot of these areas are kind of shocking to me, and how the regulations are imposed. And in the past, there's not much question about it, but this time it's a little different story. And we've got Jason Barr as a member of the Mille Lacs Area Fisheries Advisory Committee, who wrote a really interesting letter to the DNR, and we're going to have him on. We're going to talk about that. And he has some, if you've read the article, he's got some tidbits coming up that had not been published yet. So you're going to want to listen. Hang tight. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.